This is KERA News. I'm BJ Austin. The State Fair of Texas opens tomorrow in Fair Park. For nearly 65 years, Big Tex has stood over the State Fair. KERA's Eric Austin is a Big Texpert, and for many years he has reported on the State Fair and Big Tex for the Dallas Morning News. He now joins me for a history lesson. Hi, Eric.
Howdy, BJ.
Big Tex has such a colorful history. Let's start with his birth.
Before Big Tex was Big Tex, did you know he was the world's largest Santa Claus down in Kearns, about an hour south of Dallas, and he was built in 1949. Now, a man named Howell Brister had the idea. The town wanted to help attract Christmas shoppers during the busy holiday season. So why not build a huge Santa, Mr. Brister thought. Practically everyone in the small town helped him out. Welders, garment factory workers, even farmers. And the farmers acted as models, and they used the farmers' dimensions to shape the Big Santa.
Huh. Well, so how did Big Santa do?
He was a big hit. Trains stopped in the town to drop off shoppers, and there was tons of front page newspaper coverage across the South. The next year, though, 1950, the buzz died off a bit, so Mr. Brister drove across the state trying to sell Big Santa. He approached the state fair, and the fair bought Santa in 1951 for 750 buckaroos.
So how does Santa get transformed into Big Tex?
This is great. The state fair initially planned on just keeping him as Santa and putting him in Fair Park during the holidays. Then they thought, let's create a cowboy. The fair brought in a guy named Jack Bridges to make Big Tex. He's a very colorful, very quirky artist. He tinkered with the Santa frame and gave Big Tex a bigger head and broader shoulders.
Big Tex goes up for the first time in 1952, I'm assuming. So how did the public react?
Well, the public loved it. Crowds swarmed around the big guy. Kids posed for pictures. One thing, though, Big Tex looked a bit scary that first year. His nose was much longer and hooked. One of his eyes was shut as if he was winking. It was kind of freaky. So, like some Texans of a certain age, Big Tex got a nose job, and they opened up his eye.
We've talked about his body, his head, but I want to know about Big Tex's voice.
Deep and distinctive. We all love it. He learned to speak in 1953, his second year at the fair, and a series of folks have provided his booming voice through the years. Jim Lowe was the voice for many years, almost 40 years, and lots of people give him credit for developing the Big Tex personality that we all know and love today.
Let's fast forward to 2012, the year Big Tex changed forever.
Yeah, the year that Big Tex burned down.
Oh.
So sad. An electrical short in his wiring sparked the fire. The flame shot up his body, eating away his clothes and his face within minutes. I remember racing out to the fair, seeing his charred frame that was still standing there for a couple of hours, and the scene was just surreal. People were crying and staring and taking pictures.
And you were one of the few journalists to get behind-the-scenes access to that reconstruction. Walk me through that process.
The fair wanted him rebuilt in time for the 2013 fair, and it wanted Big Tex built in Texas. But there's a company near San Antonio, in Bernie, that builds giant set pieces for amusement parks. The place is called SRO Associates. The company spent many months working on Big Tex, modeling him from old pictures and creating 3D images on computers.
Well, anything from your reporting on Big Tex reconstruction that really stands out, that was a wow moment or something?
There are so many of them. One was that State Fair wanted Big Tex to seem more lifelike, and part of that is his face. It's a silicone skin, and it feels like raw chicken, very strange to the touch. And I remember they were building him in an old airplane hangar in a remote field in Bernie. And I remember going out there and seeing pieces of silicone sitting in the sun. They were testing it out to see if Big Tex could withstand the hot sun in Dallas during fair time.
And why do we all make such a big deal about Big Tex?
I think he really embodies Texas. He's literally larger than life. I think that always appeals to Texans. He's also quite the character. He's this large, friendly rancher, a little sunburned from the sun, welcoming folks to the fair. But I also think we consider him to be part of the family. Each year you venture to Fair Park and catch up with Big Tex. It's like visiting that distant family member that you see once a year. You grab a corny dog and you take a picture in front of him, and it's where memories are made.
Indeed. Eric Austin, thank you so much.
Thanks, BJ.